But God's judgment is in all the earth. You won't be able to get away like Urkel. Did I do that? No, no. No. Yeah, you did it. His judgment is where? In all the earth. He has what? He has remembered his covenant how long? Ooh. He has remembered his covenant forever. The word which he commands to how many generations? 1,000 generations. Which covenant he made with who? Abraham, his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed his law, the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. Hallelujah. Psalm, moving right along. Psalm 111, if y'all can put that up. Psalm 111. 111. That's Psalm 11. And verse 1. Psalm 111. Two dots and then one. Yeah, do you have it? Praise you, the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. This is what David said, the psalmist said. He said first, praise you, the Lord. Then he said, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. Where are you going to do it, David? In the assembly of the upright. Where else? And in the congregation. Why? The works of the Lord are great. Sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. Have you found any pleasure in the Lord? Have He been good to you? Did he abandon you in your most needed hour? Or did he show up and help you through what the enemy told you that you wouldn't get through? Oh, even though that was working on you said, look like they're not going to make it. But somebody, there was a man, I'm trying to think what is in the book we're reading on every morning, but he told this story. But anyway, this is a story. I think it's in another book. Brother Hager. He said, I was preaching in a city, I think it was California. And this man had a serious heart condition. And his wife went to the meeting. And he wasn't saved and he didn't believe in all that. He called it everything, you know. So, she wrote him and said, I stayed on him, I nagged him, and I pulled at him, and I finally got him to come to the meeting. And when we got to the meeting, the bottom floor was full. And his heart condition, we went up into the balcony, and he struggled and finally got up there. And there was only two seats left. Only two. Say you were preaching. He was talking out loud. That ain't true. That ain't true. And people trying to get him to be quiet, and he just talking out loud. And she said he almost cursed. She said, I ducked my head, and they say you started ministering to people. Ain't nothing but hypnotism. And he just that's all that is. And then Brother Hagin said, she wrote and told the testimony. He said, what you don't know, you would say you got down to the second line, you were ministering to people, you got down to the second line, you suddenly stopped. And you backed off and stepped back up on the platform. What she didn't know, he saw the glory cloud come in. It was, you know, like wave come in on the sea, the glory just rolled in. And he said, I just stepped back because I knew if I got in that glory, I was going down too. And he said, when it got right over all the people, he said, I just waved my hand. And said, about that time before he waved the hand, this fellow doing all that talking and nothing, but ain't nothing to it. It's a going all over me. It's a going all over me. It's a going all. It's a going all over. It's a going. On. She said, "What going on? That he's talking about that glory." She said, "Not only did he get a new heart. See, the doctor had gave him at best 6 months to live." That's what the doctor had gave him at best, 6 months to live. And so she said, not only did he get healed and got a new heart, he became a new man. He got born again. So I want to talk about this God. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I'm going to read this verse again, okay? If you remember Psalm 107 said, oh, if men would do what? Oh, if men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful work to the children of men. Somehow, in our assembly coming together, and I understand that different people at different levels of understanding and growth, but the psalmist said, Psalm 107 said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he's good, and his mercy endures forever. That's what I want to get right. But in verse 2, and I'll just start with verse 1 again, 11 and 1. Praise you the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. In the assembly of the upright and in the congregation, the works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein.